Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Tes. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Miriam Molina, Miriam Pesha Bas Mordechai Yonasan. And we're also learning Leila Nishmas, a former member of the shiur, who unfortunately has not been with us for a number of years already, Harry Laub, Tzvi Ben Yoel, may his Eishes Chayel, L'Havdu Mechayim L'Chayim, Havarichas Yom V'Shonim, and we remember Harry very, very fondly. We pick up the shiur today on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis by the two dots, three lines on the bottom, where we quote the Mishnah. Nis'armelu o nisgarshu v'chule. The Mishnah had said if they had either the marriage that was between a almanah to a kohen gadol or a grusha or halala to a kohen, so he said it depended. If they had nebuch become widowed or divorced, so if it was from Nisuin, so then these women are then forbidden to go marry a kohen. However, if in fact they had only been divorced or widowed from the Erison state, so if they were widowed from the Erison state, they were still eligible to marry a Kohen. If they were divorced from the Erison state, they couldn't. But if they were widowed from the Erison state, they could. So the Gemara asked the following Shaila. Boy minei Rav Chiya bar Yosef mishmul. Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked from Shmuel the following Shaila. Kohen Gadol shekidei shesaktana ubogra tachto. The Kohen Gadol has to marry, as we'll see from today's shir, and from next week's parsha, the hu isha bivsuleo yikoch. He specifically has to marry a besula. Now, how do we define besula? That's a little bit what we're going to learn about today. So here in the question that was being asked from Rav Chiya bar Yosef to Shmuel, he asks him, what happens if the Kohen Gadol married this besula while she was still either ketana or a nara? So there is absolutely, in that situation, he's marrying a besula, but he doesn't actually do the nisuin and consummate the marriage till she's a bogeris. Let's just remind ourselves, a woman is a katana until the age of 12. Between 12 and 12 and a half, she's what's called a nara. And then above 12 and a half, she has the status of being a bogeris. And as we'll see from the next mission, which we'll learn on today's daf later on, in today's shir, so we'll have the opinion of Rebbeinu that says that you're not allowed to go and have a kohen gadol marry a bogeris. He has to marry either a nara, or one opinion says it could be a katana or a nara. So according to this question that Rav Chiya bar Yosef is asking to Shmuel, what happens if the kohen gadol married her? He had the first stage of marriage, kiddushin, erisin, while she was either katana or a nara, but then he didn't consummate the marriage, he didn't have the nisuin until she was a bogeris. So does this ruin it? He's normally, according to Rebbeinu, not allowed to marry a bogeris, but does that mean as long as the kiddushin was good, it's fine? Or do we say no, that the erisin isn't enough, you need to have the nisuin as well while she's not yet a bogeris? So that's the Gemara's question. Mahu, do we go boser, we turn to the Testament Aleph, boser nisuin azlinan, or boser erisin azlinan? How do we go? As Rashi says, Lekonsa Misha Bagra Olo. Is this Kohen Gadol allowed to continue with the marriage of the Nisuin over here when she is past the age of Bagras? Yes or no? Do we say that the original marriage was fine because the Erusin fulfilled the obligation of Hu Isha Bivsule Yikach and therefore the Nisuin can be afterwards? We say no. The Erusin doesn't do anything. It's the Nisuin that must be when she's before the Bagras state and here she's a Bogaris and therefore it is not allowed. So that's the question that Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked to Shmuel. Amalei, so Shmuel says back to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Tinisua. We learned this in our Mishnah that we have on Daf Nun Vav, right? That's what we had discussed. Nisar Melu Niskarshu. That's how we opened up the Shia today by quoting the Mishnah. We said if she was widowed or had Gerishin, so then if it was Minanesuim Psulos, if this was an Amana from the stage of Nisuin, so then this was an illicit marriage, so therefore she's psula. But if it was only mina erisin stage, this was the almona to the kohen gadol or the grusha, the chalutza to the regular kohen, if they died, this kohen gadol or the regular kohen died, so she's an almona only from the erisin stage, ksheris. So what do we see from here? That the erisin stage doesn't make them fully married. Only the nisuin stage makes them fully married. So to over here, the requirement for the Kohen Gadol to go marry a Besula has to be the Nisuin stage as well. And therefore, if she became a Bogeris before the marriage was completed, then it would not be allowed to complete the marriage. So that's what Shmuel tells Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Amalei, so Rav Chiya bar Yosef says back to Shmuel, L'shabio chalolo lo komi boilet. The question was never, did this make her into a chalola? I understand it would make her into a chalola in our Mishnah if she in fact had been Nisarmala mina nisuin, of course she was a halala, and if it was Nisarmala mina erisin, of course she's not a halala because no avera was done. because the bia he the mishabi chalol, it's the actual prohibited relations between the Amon and the Kohen Gadol, or the regular Kohen and the Grusha and the Chalutza, that would make her into a Chalola. So that was never my question. The question that I'm asking was as follows. The Pasuk tells us, V'hu isha biv suleo yikoch. Right, that Pasuk I mentioned already several times. So he has to go take her biv suleo. We'll have to define what does that mean. My, I'm asking, is kicha de kiddushin bo'inan? Is it just the kiddushin, the erusin? Is that enough? O kicha, does that imply it also has to be the nisuin? But you know that the nisuin also has to be when she is in the stage of bifsulat, which is not a bogeris, as we'll see again according to Rav Meir. So again, Shmuel tells him, Amalei hanami tinisua. This is also learned not in the mission that we already did, but in the mission that we're going to learn in a couple of days on Daf Samach Aleph. And it says over there that if a kohen were to go perform erusin, eras es ha'amona, v'nismana lios kohen gadol. What happens? A regular kohen is allowed to marry an amona, absolutely permissible, and he did the erusin in the first stage, and then he's appointed to be the kohen gadol, v'nismana the kohen gadol. So kohen gadol is not allowed to go marry such a woman as an amona, but a regular kohen hedger is allowed to. So he married in the first stage of marriage when it was perfectly permissible. Is he allowed to complete the marriage and have nisuin? So the Mishnah says, yichnos, you're allowed to. So clearly you see from here that the erisin is the critical factor and not the nisuin. So that should be therefore that the bogeres is allowed to be having, he's allowed to consummate the marriage with this woman who's a bogeres as long as he did the erisin while she was either an ara or possibly even a katana. So Shmuel says that's the answer. But Rabbi Yechiya bar Yosef says no. Shiny husband, he says, that case is different. Why is that case different? Because the Pasuk says, Dechsiv. Now, Rashi doesn't have the word Yikach. Rashi just has the word Dechsiv Isha, which Rashi explains, that word is extra. So the word Isha is extra. Could Pasuk just say, this is the next Pasuk, where it says, Almano grusha v'chalaz odai se'en lo Yikach, ki im besulah me'amav Yikach Isha. So it didn't have to say Isha. It could have just said, ki im besulah me'amav Yikach. Obviously, it's all about a wife. So the word Isha is extra. And therefore, this Yisera word is how we darshan it. So that's what Rechiva Yossi says back to Shmuel. Shiny Hasam, Dechsiv, again, the word Yikach Rashi doesn't have. It's just Dechsiv Isha. The word Isha is extra. That extra Isha is to specifically stay in this situation that sometimes he could even marry an Isha. That this regular Kohen was allowed to marry the Amona and is then allowed to continue having the second stage of marriage in Yisuin with his Amona, even though he's now been appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. So here we have a special Pasuk, the word Yikach Isha, again, the extra word being Isha, Yikach Isha allows us to say that this Kohen, who was previously a regular Kohen and now has been appointed to be the Kohen Gadol after he did the first stage of marriage, is allowed to continue and do the second stage of marriage with his Amona, because normally the Kohen Gadol can't marry an Amona. Well, it says, wait a second, but Hochanami Ksiv Isha, that the word Isha is extra, why doesn't it permit a Kohen Gadol then to also marry a Bogeris? If he, in fact, had married her in the first stage of Erusin when it was permissible, when she wasn't yet a Bogeris, so then why can't he continue? We just said he can't. Why can't he continue to consummate the marriage, have the Nisuin after she's a Bogeris? The word Isha, just like it allows the regular Kohen who becomes the Kohen Gadol to continue finishing the marriage, why doesn't allow the Kohen Gadol who did a legal marriage while she was an Ara, why doesn't allow him to go and finish the marriage when she's a Bogeris? So Gemara says, because the Pasuk Isha is only one drasha, achas velo shtayim. You can't learn two things. As Rashi says, tirutzu achas yesh l'rabos velo shtayim. That you're only allowed to go and add on one of these two, so it can only add on the regular Kohen who becomes a Kohen Gadol, and it can't add on the Kohen Gadol. When he married her, she was only, the first stage of marriage, she was in a Naira, and now she becomes a Bogeris, and he wants to complete the marriage. The Pasuk Isha can't go, the extra word Isha can't go and teach us that. Gemara says, why not? Umaris, why did you say that it should be the Kohen, who's a regular Kohen Hedger, marrying the Almana, who becomes a Kohen Gadol? That's what Isha comes to be Marbeh, but not the Kohen Gadol, who married the woman while she was a Nara, but didn't complete the marriage, didn't have the Nisuin until she's a Bogeris. That's not allowed. Why did you see the first case, yes, and the second case, no? Someone says, because the first case, there is no change in her guf. But in the second case, when she goes from a Nara to Bogeris, her ishtani gufa, her body has physically changed. As we'll learn, the act of becoming a Bogeris somehow diminishes her basulin, and therefore her guf has changed, her ishtani gufa, and that's why if you have a choice of the isha only being marba one, it's not going to be marba the Kohen Gadol who married the Nara, and then she became a Bogeris before he consummated the marriage, before he had nisuin. So Hayishtani Gufa in that situation. But in the case of the regular Kohen who married an Amana, nothing physically has changed by her. She already had previously consummated her marriage. She's lost her Basula with her first husband. She's an Amana. And therefore, Vaha, in this situation, Lo Hayishtani Gufa, nothing has changed in her body. And therefore, it makes sense that the word Isha should be Marba her and not going to be Marba the lady who was a Nara and then became a Bogeris before the Kohen Gadol had done the Nisuin. And now we'll see this machlokus in the next Mishnah, where it tells us Kohen Gadol Yisa Amona. We learn the basic din, which is from Chumash, that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go and marry an Amona. Again, the only person that cannot marry an Amona. Ben Amona ben Erisin, Ben Amona ben Yisur. And this is true whether this woman was an Amona only from Erisin, she never married anybody else, whether she was an Amona from the Nisun. I heard a beautiful vart, I think from Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss, Shlita, one time many years ago, where he said that the reason why the Torah specifically made this Issa for a Kohen Gadol is because on Yom Kippur, when he's in the Holy of Holies, this Kohen Gadol could have the tremendous desires and taivas that people have for sexual matters, so it might possibly make the Kohen Gadol David inside the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur to go and have this husband of this pretty woman die, and this should become an Amon, he'd be allowed to marry her. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka said that the Kohen Gadol can't go and marry an Amona. It's an explanation for this din. It's a beautiful idea, teaching us the strength of the taivas of the Arayis, which was in today's Parsha. Today was Parshas Achrimos, where we read again part of that, the Arayis part, which we've been discussing these last couple of weeks. All of those Arayis are read on Yom Kippur, again, to teach us the significance and importance of how strong this desire is. In any event, so the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amona, whether it's an Amona from Erisin or an Amona from Nisuin. And likewise, Velo Yiso es Habogeres. He can't marry a woman if she's a Bogeres. And we'll explain why, but we've already alluded to this, is because this will be the opinion of Rav Meir, who says that she's essentially not full Besulin. And we'll dash this out from Psukim when we get to the Gemara. However, we have an opinion that differs. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree with Rabbi Meir, the Tanakama, and Machshirin Bebogeres. They say there's absolutely no problem for the Kohen Gadol to marry a woman who's a Besula if she's above the age of 12 and a half. That's not a problem. Now, the last line of the Mishnah will be a machlokus, whether this is a continuation of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, or whether this is a statement that is divrei hakol. So the last part of the Mishnah says, "Lo yiso es mukas eitz," that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go and marry a woman who is not a basula physically because she had some traumatic accident, such as being hit by a stick or any other traumatic injury that broke her basulin. So she physiologically had her hymen broken, but she never had relations with any man. Nevertheless, this is still called a woman who's not a basula, as we'll dash enough in the psukim, and therefore the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a mukaseitz. Anybody else, of course, can. But the Kohen Gadol, who is restricted in a number of ways, has to marry specifically a besula, so she has to have her besulin. It's not enough that she physically hasn't had relations with a man, but she also has to physically have her besulin. So if she's a mukaseitz, that's just an expression that's used, being hit by a stick, the stick penetrates her a little bit and breaks her besulin, so therefore she is not considered a full besula, and the Kohen Gadol can't marry her. Okay, Gemara starts off and says, Tana Rabban, we're learning the following braisa, the pasuk that I already mentioned before, Amano Grusha v'chalaz v'noyes eil lo yikach, again, this is from next week's parsha, ki im besula me'ama v'kach isha. So, he's specifically, Kohen Gadol is taught that he has to take a woman who's not an Amon, lo yikach. So this is true, ben Amon, ben Erisin, ben Amon, ben Anasun. That's what the braisa says. Gemara says, pshita, obviously, why would we think otherwise? It doesn't describe anything specific about this Amona, so Amona in general will imply whether it's from Erisin or whether it's from Nisuin. Someone says, no, I might have thought it's only from Nisuin because of the following Zerah Shava. Ma'al detema lelef Almona Almona mi Tamar, as Rashi points out by Tamar, the famous Maisa with Tamar and Yehuda, that Aaron Onan, the first two children of Yehuda, so they never died. They didn't properly have relations with Tamar. They did inappropriate Biyashlo Kedarka with her, and they wasted their Zera, and they both were killed. And then ultimately, Yehuda did some sort of a Yibam with her. In those days, the Yibam could be done by the father as well as by the brothers, and he married her. And Tamar, it says over there, originally Yehuda said to her, no, you stay over here in the house, be Almona, you should stay over here as an Almona. As Rashi says, Shavi Almona, you stay here as an Almona. In other words, it says there that this is a woman who was fully an Almona from Yisuin. So I might have thought that just like it says Almona by Tamar, so too when it says Almona over by the Kohen Gadol, it's referring to a full Nisuin Almona, and therefore, Malahalim min Nisuin, Avkam min Nisuin. So I might have thought that that would be the case. Therefore, Kamash Malan, That, in fact, is not the case. And Almana by a Kohen Gadol refers to even Almana min Eirusin. Where it says, no, Taka, this is a good Gzeirus Shavah, Vem Hachanami. Maybe that should actually be the din, that it's only an Almana min Eirusin that the Kohen Gadol can't marry. So where it says, no, Dumya the Grusha. It has to be just like a Grusha. And by the Grusha, it's very easy. Rashi says, Grusha, Pshitele, the Stomahi. The lesser lamele of kitafina gerusha b'amana. By the grusha, there is no almana gzereshava potential, and therefore my grusha. By the grusha, the kohen gadol is not allowed to marry grusha. Says almana grusha, there is no gzereshava over there. So just like the kohen gadol, regular kohen can't marry a grusha, and just by the grusha, my grusha, beimin erisin, beimin nisuin, doesn't make a difference whether she had gerushin from erisin or gerushin from a full nisuin. The kohen's not allowed to marry her. So too the almana, af almana, beimin erisin, beimin nisuin. So that's the right way to learn this. Then we said in the Mishnah of Eloisos HaBogeris, according to the Tanakhama, the Kohen Gadol is also not allowed to marry a Bogeris. So the Brisa tells us, this is Rameh's opinion. Tanur Rabbanan, Vehu, Isha, Biv, Suleo, Yikoch. Right? We read this pasuk already a couple of times today as well. So it says, this teaches us by using the word Biv, Suleo, we'll darshan in a moment, Prat, LeBogeris, Shekolu, La, Biv, Suleo. This comes to exclude the Kohen Gadol from marrying an older woman, older here being above the age of 12 and a half, because she has lost some of her besulin. Shekalu lo besulah. When a woman gets older, her besulim change, and therefore, this isn't considered a full besula. And it says, v'hu isha bivsula yikach. She has to be a full besula. Divi Rameh. This is the opinion of Rameh, which again, will darshan the word bivsula in a moment. On the other hand, as we said in the Mishnah, we laws of Rabbi Shimon, machshirim bivogeres. They say, no, we disagree with this drasha, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry a girl who's older than the age of 12 and a half, as long as she is a basula. She hasn't had relations with a man. What's the source of this machlokas? It's how they darshan this pasuk. Rameya Savar, when the word basula is written by itself, if you just have the word basula, that implies afilu miktsas basulin mashma. As long as there's some of the basula left, the woman is considered acceptable to be called a basula. So if we just had in the pasuk, b'hu isha basula yikach, so then the Tanakhama, Rameh, would have said that implies even if she was a Bogeris, even if some of her Besula was lost. But that's not what the Pasuk says. It says, Bivsuleha, which right now we're darshaning without the bays in the front, Bivsuleha, according to Rameh, that teaches us Adika Kol HaBesulim. She has to have full Besulim, which by definition is no longer present when the girl reaches the age of Bogeris, which is 12 and a half years old. So therefore, that's Rameh's drasha on Bisuleha. Aye, but it says Bivsuleha. So that tells us another base at the beginning. What do we dash from that? So that teaches us, according to Rameh, Bechidarka in Shalo Kidarka Lo. The woman is only called that she's lost the Bisulin if she had relations with somebody in the normal way. But if she had relations with a called Bia Shalo Kidarka through the back, through the rectum, so then in that situation, Bia Shalo Kidarka, that would not technically remove her status of being a besula. So that's how Rav Meir darshan's the pasuk bivsuleha. Besula alone would mean part of a besula, but bivsuleha means all of a besula have to be present. And then the bivsuleha teaches us that only relations in the area of osamakam, of normal relations, vaginal relations, that would in fact make her into a no longer being a besula. But if she would have biyosh lo kedarka, that paradoxically, doesn't make her into losing her besulin. Now, that's the opinion of Rameh. What do Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? They sabre, they hold. No, the word besula alone would imply besula shlema mashma. That would imply, if you just wrote besula, v'u isha besula yikach, she has to have a full besulin. However, when it says besuleha, that implies afilu miksas besulin. Even a bogeres is allowed to go and marry a kohen gadol. That's where they get their shita from. It says the extra bays. What is that for? Bivsuleha. That comes to teach us. Actually, call besuleha kayamin. She has to have her besulim kayamin. Bein bichedarka, bein shalo kedarka. So any relations, even if it's bia shalo kedarka, and certainly bia kedarka, that would remain would remove from her the status of being a besula. However, she just needs to have some of her besulin present, and that's why bivsuleha, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, would allow a bogeris who has part of her besulin still intact to be considered eligible to marry a kohen gadol. So the darshan Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon respectively darshan the pasuk differently. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, how do we paskin? Rav Yehuda Marav says, Niva lo shelo kedarka. If you have relations that are anal relations, shelo kedarka, psula lakuna. He paskins over here like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, that Bia Shalom Kedarka also removes her from being in the status of a Basula and is no longer able to marry a Kohen Gadol. Rava questions this. Rava says, Masiv Rava says the following brisa. The low siya leisha. The pasuk tells us, binasan isha shochevi mol aviha nara chamishu kesef. If a woman is seduced, so she is allowed, and if she wishes to, is allowed to marry the person that seduced her. He's never allowed to divorce her. The low siya leisha, and she will be his wife forever. Tachas eshenina lo yuchalu shalcha kol yomav. He's not allowed to get rid of her. The low siya leisha. The pasuk says that she will be his wife. Now, that's what the pasuk says, but it implies beisha haruuya lo. This is only if she was seduced by men that she is allowed to marry. Prat. This comes to exclude. This then doesn't apply that he's allowed to marry her, la almana, la kohen gadol. If the kohen gadol seduced an almana, so this is not the day then of onus mufata, that he now is allowed to marry her and he's not allowed to divorce her. And likewise, if it was a grusha or chalutza, the kohen hedjav. So if he seduced her, he's not allowed to stay married to her. So that's what the Brisa says. Now, Rava asked the following Shaila. Hechidami, what are we talking about? Ilema b'chidarka. If you're talking about that this was a seduction with Bia Kidarka, so then why do I need a special pasuk to tell me that they're not allowed to stay married? My iria mishum almana, it has nothing to do with the fact that she's an almana. The reason why she's not allowed to stay married to him is mishum dahavila ba'ula, because she had relations. She's a ba'ula. And the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a woman who is a basula. So if she in fact had relations, why do you need the fact that she's an almana? Even if she wasn't an almana, they wouldn't be allowed to be married to the Kohen Gadol because she's a basula. Elo lav, what must be the case? Must be lav shelo kidarka, that in fact the relations that she has were shelo kidarka. And the only reason why she can't marry the Kohen Gadol is mishum almana in. Because she's an almana, that's why she can't stay married to the Kohen Gadol. Implication being, if she only had previously bia shelo kedarka mishum bulalo, that wouldn't in fact disqualify her from marrying the Kohen Gadol because she's still considered a besula. This is like Rav Meir and Kasha. This is not like Rav Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. So we turn to Nuntesa with Beis, and Mor says, yeah, exactly right, Hamani, Rabbi Meir. This is only going according to Rav Meir. However, the Rav, he's holding, when he said, Amar Yudam Rav, that you're not allowed to go and marry a woman who was nivela, even if it was shlo kedarka, Kohen Gadol can't marry such a woman. That is the opinion of Rav, the Omar, Kirabi Elazar. He was like Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. I don't know why he doesn't say both of them, but it mentions specifically Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, Ik Rabbi Elazar, if you're telling me that he was like Rabbi Elazar, my area mishum ba'ula, typically the Havilazona. So again, if it's because of Rabbi Elazar, so then it's again not because she's a Ba'ula that she can't marry the Kohen Gadol, it's because she has the status of being a Zona. And Isha Zona v'chalolo sikachu. He's not like go marry a Zona. Because the whole Amar Rabbi Elazar himself was the one that said it. Maybe this is why it doesn't mention Rabbi Shimon. Maybe it's because it's really specifically talking according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. So Panui Habo ala Pnuya, if two unmarried people have relations, Shalol Shemishus, which is not for the purposes of getting married, they're just never having extramarital, premarital relations, I saw a zona. And this woman becomes a zona. So that's why she should be forbidden to the Kohen Gadol, and not because she had bia shelo kedarka. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Kigon shenivelo lebehema. You know what we're talking about over here? She never had relations with a person, and that's why she's not a zona. She had relations with an animal. Rachmona litzlan, the hasa mishum beula, because she is obviously no longer basula, even though she had relations with an animal, she's not a basula, but she's technically mishum zona leka. She can only become a zona by having relations with a person and not with an animal. But the basulin, she could be considered a beula. And that's why, in this situation, it's mentioned over here that she is a beula, because she's not a zona. So I'm like, Abai doesn't like this. He says, no, it doesn't work that way. Mimarusha. The answer is as follows. If, in fact, if this woman who has relations with an animal is considered no longer virgin, she's a ba'ula, so then, so zona nami havya, then she's also a zona. And if she's not considered a zona by having relations with an animal, zona lahavya, then also ba'ula nami lahavya, then it's also not a ba'ula. Abaye says the two go hand in hand. Either she's both a ba'ula and a zona, or she's neither a ba'ula or a zona if she has relations with an animal. So Abaye says, Rav Yosef, you're wrong. And Abaye says, V'chitem, you're going to tell me, no, mide dahavya amukas eitz shelo kedarka. We're going to say over here that the woman who has relations with an animal, she had it shelo kedarka, the case of Kigon Shenivela Behema is talking about a case where she had Shelo Kidarka, and that's why she's considered a Ba'ula and not a Zona. It's only because it was Shelo Kidarka. You'd be right if it was Kidarka. Marashach, she'd be a Ba'ula or a Zona, or she'd be neither. But here is Shelo Kidarka. You're going to tell me that's the case, and it should be Midi Dahabi Amukas A Shelo Kidarka, and this would be equivalent to a regular woman who... Now, you can't lose your besulin by having mukas eid shelo kedarka, but it could be considered as if you had relations somehow in this fashion by having mukas eid shelo kedarka. So the Gemara says, no, imkein ein lecha isha ksher lekuna. Then there would be no single woman in the world that would ever be considered that she wasn't mukas eid shelo kedarka, because shelo nasis mukas eid ayidei tzra, because every single woman, when she wipes herself, when she goes to the bathroom to defecate, so when she wipes herself, Tzrar is the pebbles they used to use. We, Baruch Hashem, when Shah Sali called Sarki, every morning we should think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us all the things that we need to survive in this world. So one of them is toilet paper. We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we don't wipe ourselves with the Tzrar, the rocks that they used to wipe themselves with. But by definition, every time you wipe yourself, you would be having this mukas eitz shelo kedarka. So then, if this was in fact true, then there would never be a woman ever that could marry the Kohen Gadol. So, obviously, this is not what it's talking about. So Yigwara says, you're right. El Omer Rezera. Rezera says, you know what we're talking about over here? The case where we could have a woman being a Ba'ula, but not being a Zona. You know what that's talking about? El Omer Rezera bimimo enes. We're dealing here with a woman who was a Yesoma. Her father died, and her mother, her older brothers, married her off while she's a Katana. And she then had relations with her husband. But then, before she becomes a Nara, she walks out of that marriage and says, I don't want to be married to you anymore. So here, the relations that she had with her husband certainly are permissible and wouldn't make you into a Zona. But those same relations definitely removed her Besulin. So here you have an example where Zera says, a woman who's Mima Enes, she leaves her husband, so she's not a Grusha, as if she was never married, but the relations that she had when she was in this Kitana marriage, Midirabanan, are not called Znus. They were absolutely permitted. And therefore, she is not a Zona, but she is a Ba'ula because she physically had relations. And that's the case where Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that even though she is not a Zona, she's just a Ba'ula, but she can't marry the Kohen Gadol. That goes like the opinion that we stated, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that even Bia Shelo Kedarka forbids her to marry a Kohen. That the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Shimi Bar Achiya, what is the following halacha? Nivala Behema Ksheru Lekuna. If a woman, Rachman Ul Islan, has relations with an animal, which is a terrible Aveira, nevertheless, she does tshuva, she becomes a new woman, Sheru Lekuna, she isn't psula, she is allowed to actually marry a Kohen. And as we'll see, Shmuel's going to say, even a Kohen Gadol. Where do we see that this is correct? Tanya Nami Hoch, we have a braisa that says this. Nivala Labi Shein Uish. If a woman has relations with somebody who's not a man, in other words, an animal, so even though this would be, if there were Edim and Hasra, Afal Pi Shenisk Baskila, if Rachmanu Litzlan, she did this intentionally, and there were Edim and Hasra, she would be Chayev Skila for this. Nevertheless, Ksheru Lekuna, if it was either by accident or it was done without Edim and Hasra, and therefore she doesn't get Skila, and now she does Tshuva, so Ksheru Lekuna, she is not Psula, she is allowed to still marry a Kohen. Now, Kiyos Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said over the name of probably Rav Yochanan, it's usually who Rav Dimi comes and says it over, but he says over from Eretz Yisrael, Maisa Beriva Achas, there once was a Maisa with such a young girl in a city called Behislu, Rash says it's the name of a place, Shem Makom, and what was happening, Shoyse Mechabedes Sabai, she was once cleaning the house, sweeping up the house, and Uriva Kelev Kufri Meacharea, and she was attacked by a dog, and she had Bia Shelo Kedarka by a dog. Rashi says, Kelev Kufri, a Kelovim Gedolin, Shetzadim and Chayos. These are big dogs that they used to go capture animals. So this would be some sort of a big dog that's like a hunting dog. Whereas, and if you look in the hay in the Masoros HaShas, he says this is actually a small dog. In any event, whatever type of dog this was, this dog had Bia Shelo Kedarka with her, and they paskin, the Rebbe in this situation paskin, the Hechshira Rebbe Lekuna. Rav Dimi reports that Rebbe permitted her to go and have relations, become married to a Kohen. She wasn't considered a Zona from such relations. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Ulechoin Gadol, even to a Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, wait a second, we're talking here with Rebbe. Rebbe was the last of the Tanoim. The last of the Tanoim were in the roughly in the year 200 in our counting era. And therefore, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed 100, 130 years before that. So, Bimei Rebbe, Kohen Gadol, Mihava. So, how could Rebbe have said that this woman is permitted to marry Kohen Gadol? They didn't have Nebuchadnezzar Kohen Gadol for over 100 years. So Gemara says, yeah, that's not what he was saying. Ela Reuya LeKohen Gadol. Rebbe was just pointing out that, in fact, such a woman would have been eligible to marry a Kohen Gadol during the days of the Kohen Gadol. Certainly today, she's eligible to marry a Kohen. Gemara continues and says, Omalei Rabba. Now, the Girsa that we have is Miparkin, but the Girsa in the Masoras HaShas, Oz Beis, tells us is Miparzakya. In any event, wherever this Rabba came, this is not the standard Rabba that we have, Omalei Rabba, who came from the city Parzakya, and he said to Ravashi, Minoha Milsa, the Omer Rabbanu. Where do we know the following halacha that the rabbis taught? Ein znus l'behema, that there is no concept of znus by behema. So he said it's based upon this pasuk, Tichsiv. The pasuk tells us that specifically, lo sovi esnan zona u'mechir kelev. You're only not allowed to have an esnan zona or mechir kelev. The rest of the pasuk says, beis Hashem lokecha l'chol neder, ki suavas Hashem lokecha gam shnehem. That only these two things that you're not allowed to go bring for a korban. An esnan zona, a woman, rachmona l'tzlan, committed an immorality with you, and then you gave her a sheep for the reward, the payment for committing that immorality, and she wants to go bring that sheep as a korban. You're not allowed to do that. Likewise, a mechir kelev. Guy sells a dog, and he doesn't sell it for money. He sells it for a sheep. So that sheep is inappropriate to now be brought as a korban. It's a mechir kelev. So only these two, the actual wages that the zona got, the sheep that she got, or the actual exchange for the dog, the sheep, those two are not allowed to be brought as a korban. Utnan, we learned in the following Mishnah in Tmura, where it says, the other way around, Esnan kelev, Rashi explains, She'im Omar Odom Lazona. If a man says to a zona, again, nobody would understand why one would do this, but he says to a zona, Helech Tlezeh V'hibali L'Klovi. Go and take the sheep for reward, for payment, for having relations with my dog. So that's called Esnan Kelev. That is different than an Esnan Zona. Again, horrible practices we're talking about, but we're not interested in these practices. Of course, they're all forbidden. But what we're saying is only the Esnan Zona is forbidden to be brought as a korban. But the Esnan Kelev, this sheep that she got for having relations with his dog, technically could be brought as a korban. Likewise, Umechir Zona. Rashi says, Umechir Zona, continuing the same Rashi, Dira Masl Esnan Kelev, Shehichlev Zona Bitleh, a man sold his Zona for a tleh. So that tleh is called mechir zona, so then that's not a problem to be brought as a korban. That tleh that was the mechir zona is allowed to be brought. Now, how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, Mishum shenemar gam shnehem. The end of the pasuk said, you're not allowed to bring this chol neder ki soavas Hashem lokecha gam shnehem. Only two of these four possibilities, only the esnan kelev and the mechir zona, those two are considered that you're not allowed to go bring them as a korban. Shnayim velo arba, but not the other two, but not the dinim of Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zona. It's only Esnan Zona and Mechir Kelev. Again, very easy to get them mixed up. The Esnan Zona and the Mechir Kelev are asid in the pasuk, and it only asids them because it says gam shteyim, those two, and not arba, the other two possibilities, which is Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zona. Now, how does this help us over here? It's telling us that when you have relations with the dog, so that's not considered esnan. When you pay for that, it's not considered a zona. So the act of having znus with his dog doesn't make her into a zona. That's what we see over here, shnayim below arba. So the money paid, the tleh paid to this woman for unfortunately committing the act of bestiality with his dog, doesn't make her into a esnan zona. Because if it did, so then we would say that committing bestiality with the dog does make her into a zona. Gemara continues and says, Tana Rabbanan, we learn in the following braisa, Anusas Atzmo. If a man, Rachmana Litzlan, forced himself upon a woman, or Mefutas Atzmo, or he seduced a woman, Lo Yisa, he's not going to go marry. Now, who are we talking about over here? Lo Yisa, Rashi says, in Dibra Masa, Lo Yisa, Kohen Gadol. He specifically has to think of Besula. B'shasli kuchin tiyeh Besula. So even though he's the only one that made her into an ois Besula, he's the only one that had relations with her. She never had relations with anybody else. He either violated her or he seduced her. Nevertheless, lo yisa, he's not going to marry her. It's not that anybody else did it. He did it, and he ruins her to marry him. But v'im nasa, if he does marry her, the marriage is chal. Nasui, she is considered married. We'll explain in a moment, though he'll have to divorce her. If the woman was either violated, Rachmana Litzlan, or seduced by somebody else, certainly lo yisa as well, then she is absolutely prohibited to him. In that situation, if he did marry her, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Havlad Cholo, the child coming out of such a relationship would be a Cholo. It was a prohibited relationship, and the child will be a Cholo. If it's a boy, he'll be a Cholo, he won't be able to do it. If it's a girl, she'll be a Psula Lakuna. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham Amrim Havlat Kosher. This flat is a kosher of Vlat, and the Gemara in tomorrow's shiur will examine this more. Now, Gemara says, Im Nasa Noesui, the first part we said that if the Kohen Gadol himself had either seduced or violated this woman, and then he marries her, so then the marriage is Chal. However, as I pointed out before, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Umotzi Beget. But he's not going to stay married to her, he has to go and divorce her. Gemara says, maybe that's not what it means. Veloha Diktani, Im Nasa Noesui, means that he's allowed to stay married with her. After all, she didn't have relations with anybody else, she only had relations with him, so he's technically marrying this Basula. He was the only one that had relations with her. So no, the Gemara says, no. Amar Vachar Yaakov, Lomar, and we turn to Samacham and Aleph, She'ein Mishalim Knas B'Mefuta. What it's teaching us over here is it doesn't have to be the Knas for a Mefuta in this situation. Normally he has to pay 50 shekel. If he were to marry her, he doesn't have to go and pay that. However, in this situation, it says the Kohen Gadol has married her, so in this situation, he doesn't have to pay the Knas. But he's not allowed to stay married with her. That he's certainly not allowed to do. Also, Ragavia, mi Bei Kosel, Ragavia, who came from a place called Bei Kosel, Amara Lishmaisa, made the Ravashi. He said over this halacha in the name of Rav Huna Amar Rav that we learned that he is not allowed to live with her, he has to give her a get. And he sent this over to Ravashi, and Amar Ravashi said to him, Vaha Rav, the Rav Yochanan, Damri Tavayu, how could Rav have said this? Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Rav himself, as well as Rav Yochanan, they both held. You're not, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go marry a Mukatseitz, and he's not allowed to go marry a Bogeres. However, if he is married to her, so then they're allowed to stay married. Over here can't be interpreted like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov just tried to interpret it, that it means that he doesn't have to pay the fine, the 50 shekel, but he has to divorce her because this is a Bogeres of Mukatseitz. There is no fine of 50 shekel. So what do you see over here? Alma sofa lios bogeres tachtov. Since this woman is eventually going to become a bogeres to the Kohen Gadol, though when he marries her as a nara, she's eventually going to become a bogeres, and therefore sofa lios mukaseitz tachtov. So it's as if she's going to become a mukaseitz with him by having relations with him. So therefore hachanami. So too in the case of the Kohen Gadol, who married this woman that he had either Nebuch forced himself upon her, or he had been mefater, this anuso mefuta, sofal yos bula tachta. In any event, this woman is eventually going to be a beula with this Kohen Gadol. So what difference does it make, Ravashi is arguing, whether it was she was a mukas eitz, or that she was a nara who became a bogeris, or if she was an anuso mefuta. Ultimately, they're going to all be like a mukas eitz with him. They're not going to have their basulin. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol should be allowed to stay married. So therefore, he disagrees with Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, and that seems to be what Rav's opinion was, so Rav Huna is wrong. And when it says kasha, yataka right, this is a kasha. Again, it uses the lashon of kasha, which is not tiyufta, to suggest that there is a teretz over here, because Rav Huna did hear this from Rav, so there must be a teretz, but our Gemara just doesn't give it. This is a good break point. With this, we'll conclude today's shiur.